Heavenly Father, we pray that you would feed us with your word so we can get spiritually stronger from your nourishment, so that we can grow to be more like you, in Jesus Christ's name. Good day, saints. Our reading is Matthew 20, verse 29 to 34, NLT. As Jesus and the disciples left the city of Jericho, a huge crowd followed behind. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd told them to be quiet, but they only shouted louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped in the road and called, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," they said, "we want to see." Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes. Instantly they could see. Then they followed him. I did a simple search on blind man or blind men in the New Testament, so it's not a comprehensive list, but miracles involving healing of blind man or blind men is as follows. Matthew 9, that was after raising the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus. That was highlighting the persistent faith of the men. Jesus touched their eyes. In Matthew 20, which is our scripture, after teaching about serving others on the way to Jerusalem, as they were leaving Jericho, Jesus touched their eyes. In Mark 8, after feeding 4,000, they went to the other side of the lake, and then they went to Bethesda. He touched the guy's eyes with saliva, and the guy said the people looked like trees walking, and that is a faith lesson. It wasn't Jesus's ability to heal that was being tested or highlighted for us. It was the simple fact of the man's faith that needed to grow or needed to activate. Then in Mark 10, after the mother of James and John asked that they sit on either side of Jesus, they went to Jericho, and that was a blind man called Bartimaeus. In Luke 18, after the rich ruler wanted eternal life, but he was not willing to give all to God, they were near Jericho. And in John 9, after slipping through the crowd that wanted to stone Jesus for using the name of I Am, he put mud on the eyes and the guy washed in the pool. Now, the four Gospels give a record of Jesus' activities while he was walking the planet Earth as a physical human being. In John 21, verse 25, it says, "And I suppose that if all the other things Jesus did were written down, the whole world could not contain the books." And so we can see that the different references to Jesus healing people with blindness problems is not comprehensive, and it didn't touch the tip of the iceberg of what he actually did for people. Some people think, oh, but there was one blind man. But then other people say, no, but there were two blind men. But I think it could quite easily have been different instances of healing blindness, and some might be the same and some might be different. The fact is, there were times when Jesus healed people and it was their faith that responded to the knowledge of what Jesus could do, and Jesus' healing responded to that faith. Talking about the perceived differences in the four Gospels, there is a book called Cold Case Christianity, A Homicide Detective Investigates the Claims of the Gospels, that was written by J. Warner Wallace. A brief description. Christianity is based on a claim about an event from the distant past for which there is little or no forensic evidence. Learning how to apply cold case investigative skills allows us to examine the evidence and discover the truth. Detective J. Warner Wallace discusses controlling prepositions, understanding the difference between possible and reasonable, and employing abductive reasoning. That's a quote from an online extract from rightnowmedia.org. Some folks think the perceived differences in the Gospels mean the historical account is not accurate. Homicide detectives use the subtle differences in the testimony of witnesses to get to the truth. Based on that skilled analysis of the Gospels, the experienced detective, J. Warner Wallace, who had been an atheist, concluded that the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are true testimonies of what actually happened. Well, at least part of what actually happened. So, what do we learn from the scripture? We learn there were blind men. The question is, what do beggars usually want? Previously, the answer would have been, some food or money, please. But now, the question in verse 32, Jesus stopped in the road and called, what do you want me to do for you? And the answer in verse 33, Lord, they said, we want to see. So when we have a revelation of the power and compassion and beauty of Jesus, then we can ask him what we really need. Those guys needed to see so they could earn a living. As a blind person, there were no protected employment environments like we have today. They just couldn't get work. So begging was their only career opportunity. So asking for food or money would have been a short-term solution to their problem for the next hour maybe, or half a day. But the real solution came from them wanting to see, because that would be a long-term permanent solution to their problem. And Jesus was willing and able to provide the long-term permanent solution that would put these men in a position to be able to earn for themselves and contribute to the community. Our scripture ends in, then they followed him, in verse 34. So their newfound ability to be able to see, they put to good use, and they followed Jesus. So, shine your light.